Good evening. My name is Martha Tyner. I work here. Thank you. And it is my distinct pleasure to welcome you to the Tuesday night concert of week four of the Augusta Heritage Arts Workshops. Hope you're all having a good time. That's good. It's exactly what you were supposed to do there. Tonight's concert will feature instructors from Dance Week, Scottish Week, and the Hammer Dulcimer Technique class, and it's gonna be great. We have one small request. Please refrain from taking photographs or tape recording this concert. The flash of bulbs, the click of recorders really detracts from the performance, and we'd appreciate, and those next to you would appreciate, if you not do that. And this evening's concert will open with a band from Blacksburg, Virginia, and Roanoke, Virginia. Randy Marchaney, Wes Chapel, Bob Thomas, and Pete Hastings recently appeared on Mountain Stage and the CBS Morning News. Their last three albums have won awards from the National Association of Independent Record Distributors, and they have five albums, which you'll find for sale out of the table during intermission, the sixth to be released in the fall on Turquoise Records. Together they are known as, and please welcome, No Strings Attached.
Thanks a lot. Good to be here. This first song we're going to do is a medley. It's from our Take Five album. The first one's a very traditional round called The Waters of Babylon. And the second one is a song that I wrote called Out the Window. It's dedicated to those people that sit in the passenger seats of cars on the interstate that look like this. The infamous North American road potato. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. This next tune is a tune in the bounce genre, and there's been a lot of bouncing going on this week at Dance Week, and it's only Tuesday, so that's a real good sign. This is a tune I wrote called CW's Bounce. We're going to get Pete back on the blow dryer and automatic camera taker on a tune written by Paul Desmond, who said he would meet us here tonight, but he didn't show.
That's good. That's fine. That's how we get this setting just right. Actually, it's a little off.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We just heard that on the radio driving up here. It's being used as filler music on All Things Considered now. It's weird turning on the radio and hearing yourself. We're going to do another tune that we just did on a nationally syndicated radio show, and everybody said, why? And here we are doing it again. It's a Coasters tune from the late 50s.
We're ready to go.
Well, I'm a hog for you, baby. I can't get enough of your love. I'm a hog for you, baby. I can't get enough of your love. When I go to sleep at night, that's the only thing I'm dreaming of. One little piggy went to London. One piggy went to Hong Kong. This little piggy coming over your house, he gonna love you all night long. Cause I'm a hog for you, baby. I can't get enough of your love. When I go to sleep at night, that's the only thing I'm dreaming of. Sweet lips, cause I'm a hog for you, baby. I can't get enough of your love. When I go to sleep at night, that's the only thing I'm dreaming of. When I go to sleep at night, that's the only thing I'm dreaming of. When I go to sleep at night, that's the only thing I'm dreaming. Oh.
Bob Thomas there.
Well, we're going to get serious now. As part of our contribution to the Augusta scene, we felt it necessary to introduce to you a unique American folk instrument that we discovered in one of our travels to get to Kmart. Anyway, it sort of struck us as this is the ideal percussion instrument for families, especially those with little children, and so we decided that we needed to demonstrate this to you. When Pete was working on his master's in pseudoethnomusicology, we came up with a reggae tune to demonstrate the uniqueness of this folk instrument, and it's called Reggae Jackson.
Talk to him about that. Yeah. We're going to close out with another one of in our pseudo-ethnomusicological series of serious tunes, and this is one that I didn't write, but nobody else did either. So it's called the Romanian Rumba, and feel free to rumba if you can, because I don't think it's a real rumba. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was No Strings Attached, in case you forgot. A couple of things we'd like you to know about, just remind you of a couple of announcements. I mentioned the store earlier. The Augusta store is open downstairs in the lounge at various hours through the week, hopefully convenient ones for your shopping pleasure. Also, records and tapes of all of tonight's performers will be available out in the lobby during intermission and immediately following the concert. I think everybody has something out there, so you can start making plans. I'd like to mention the store manager is someone who's been working here all 5 weeks, Michelle Kaminsky, who dressed me tonight. She went shopping for the hat and everything. Margot was afraid I'd tap dance when the hot spotlight hit. All I'll do is wear the hat. After the concert this evening, the party does not stop. Immediately following the concert, there's a dance in the pit, squares and contras with a variety of bands and callers. And also, at the same time, in the boiler house, a swing dance with soft lights, decorations, and the whole works. At 11 o'clock, rumor has it that there's a Cajun jam starting on Halleyhurst porch. As we all remember from orientation, there's no dancing on Halleyhurst porch where anybody is really paying any attention. As I mentioned also at the beginning of the concert, I work for Augusta. My title is Coordinator of Operations. My job description is know everything. I don't yet, but some of you, I hope you received, as you came in the door, a piece of blue paper. The purpose of this piece of blue paper, well, I want to share with you a few interesting facts about Augusta, but also you may write on this piece of blue paper any questions you have about Augusta. Leave them at the box office during intermission. I'll pick them up and I'll answer them. If I don't know the answer, I'll make one up. People occasionally... Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. I first came to Augusta in 1983 to Dance Week, which is what at least some of you are here for, I think, this week. On Tuesday, I sent a postcard home which said, "Mother, sell my clothes. I've died and gone to heaven." I don't know if that's the same case for anybody else here or not. I learned after a while that Dance Week doesn't always, the rest of Augusta is somewhat concerned about Dance Week. So we made warning badges this year. You'll notice the dancing participants have the fluorescent badges so you know when Dance Week is coming and it's safe. Okay. I have a lot of interesting facts about Augusta, but it looks like we're ready for the next performer, so we'll save those for later and be able to welcome our next instructor from Scottish Week. Alistair Fraser has been teaching Scottish fiddle and has twice been named Scottish National Fiddle Champion, is director of the Valley of the Moon Scottish Fiddling School, has recently returned from teaching and touring in Scotland, Cape Breton, and on the Isle of Skye. He has 4 recordings available in that oft-mentioned Augusta store. And later in his set, we'll be joined by Peter Barnes and David McIsaac. So for now, please welcome Alistair Fraser.
Thank you.